They decided only citizens who could prove, via DNA testing, that at least 75% of their genetic makeup was from British heritage, could stay within the country.
The following audio was sent anonymously from the state known as New Great Britain. For the first time in 39 years, we hear what life is like inside the isolated country. This is From an Island. Government advert for Pure, Winter, Year 7.
This is a message from the government. To keep you safe in these challenging times, we're testing your genealogical DNA purity rating. All citizens must comply with the DNA testing course and await further instructions. Failure to do so will result in a prison sentence. We're here for you. We're here for New Great Britain.
An Oral History of New Great Britain. Prohibited audiobook. Circa Year 35.
Chapter 1. New Great Britain is an island in the North Atlantic Ocean, situated off the northwest coast of continental Europe. It is the largest European island and the ninth largest island in the world. The country's borders have been closed for 39 years as a result of airborne radiation in mainland Europe. The contamination of Europe's air originated a few years before at a facility on Vorzezdnia Island, the home of a Russian government test site. Their scientists were developing a new type of weaponized radiation designed for warfare which, during advanced testing, became unstable and spread to the mainland. The weaponized strain meant radiation could be passed from person to person or material to person with minimal exposure. Radiation rapidly spread throughout Europe, infecting almost 70% of the population by the end of that year. Britain, due to strict immigration and travel policies implemented during the outbreak, remained free from radiation. However, the country would be brought to its knees, not by contamination, but by something else.
Will Sussex, home recording, dated 18th of April, year 39, 7:31 p.m.
It happened again. I have this same dream every night. I'm on a boat sailing away from this country, but instead of feeling happy and free, I'm agitated. I desperately try and get back. I jump overboard and try to swim, but the current's too strong and I end up going under. Last night the dream felt the most real it's ever felt, except this time the ocean was full of money. £50 notes everywhere. I haven't spent a penny of the money they gave me. I'm too scared to. I don't know what they think I can offer, or if this is a mistake, or... I don't know anymore. I'm terrified. The party is ruthless. They're murderers and con artists, but I'm even more terrified because I'm excited. A bit of me wants to be part of it all. The safety, the acceptance. Is it wrong to crave that? Sometimes you can forgive anything for your own safety. After years of looking over your shoulder.
An Oral History of New Great Britain Prohibited Audiobook. Continued.
Chapter 2. By 1980, Britain had become a safe haven for Europeans as it remained unaffected by radiation. At one point, nearly 80% of Europe's healthy population tried to claim asylum in the clean country. Giving in to pressure to relax its border control, the UK's population increased by 23%, putting a strain on everything from the country's food supplies to welfare. Civil unrest followed as food shortages became a regular occurrence. The population soon became dissatisfied with the Callaghan government's handling of the crisis. Some looked to Conservative leader Margaret Thatcher, but most became infatuated with a man who brought them hope, a former British Army general who called himself Philip Attwood. Attwood represented the British Loyalist Party, or BLP, who, in the emergency 1981 election, won with 62% of the vote. He declared Britain closed to the rest of Europe and would eventually close the country to all states after outbreaks of radiation sickness were detected in the US and Asia. Attwood also nominated St. George's Day as a day of national celebration and set about cleansing the overpopulated country.
NG BBC Radio News Report. 11 p.m, 19th of April, year 39.
With the St. George's Day parade just days away, plans for this year's ceremony are being finalised. Prime Minister Attwood will deliver his usual State of Union address at the beloved event, which will also see reenactments of the finest British moments in history, with the Battle of Waterloo, V-Day, and the coronation of Her Majesty being the most anticipated. These will all be televised on NG BBC One and available to Cat A citizens only. As is tradition, the parade's route will continue along its usual path, starting at New Great Britain House and culminating at the St George's Day Hotel in St Pancras, where the yearly British Loyalist Party banquet is to be held. We took to the streets this morning to hear the thoughts.
Encrypted phone conversation, Jade Hampshire to Melissa Bradley, dated 19th of April, year 39, 5:46 p.m.
Are you free?
If we're quick.
Pure today. It's all done.
You're sure? The Cat A registered it on the database? We need to make it look like he discovered it.
Yeah.
Good. I have to go. It's hot here.
An oral history of New Great Britain prohibited audiobook. Continued.
In an attempt to overcome food and medical shortages, the BLP introduced a set of laws determining who could stay within the UK. They decided only citizens who could prove, via DNA testing, that at least 75% of their genetic makeup was from British heritage, could stay within the country. Anyone under the 75% threshold would be deported. This score is known as a purity rating. It is still unknown how the government defines British heritage. With this law in place, the country also changed its name. Attwood decided the UK needed a fresh start, calling the country New Great Britain and starting the current year at zero. At the same time, the BLP quickly removed the Home Office's Immigration Department and founded PURE. PURE is an arm of government dedicated to carrying out the task of DNA testing and deportation. It has become one of the biggest and most powerful parts of the Attwood regime. To date, it has successfully deported almost 12 million people, many entering the radioactive mainland of Europe. It continues to monitor its population today.
Will Sussex home recording, dated 18th of April, year 39, 7:31 p.m.
I wasn't going to update you tonight, but I've just got back from work and I work for PURE. Did I mention that? Anyway, today was a weird day. The PG who escorted me out of the tube station the other day appeared in my lab today. She flashed her gold cat ID card, told me her name was Jade and that she needed a citizen's DNA test urgently. Anything for the BLP, I said, lying. You have to play that card with them. The whole purity process takes about 10 minutes. We ended up having an awkward chat about places we've been allowed to go on our holiday visas. She mentioned Cornwall. I spoke about my week in a fucking caravan in Bournemouth. Finally, the test results were ready. The purity was 32% British. Poor bastard, I thought. They'll be detained and deported. She looked delighted. She couldn't get out of there quick enough. So quick, in fact, she didn't even see me note down the details. I always note down the details for random tests. Knowledge is power in this country. The ID number for the test was 1790874. Before I left the lab today, I cross-referenced that with our classified database and saw the name of our mystery poor bastard with a 32%. Philip Timothy Simons. Or as he's known these days, Philip Timothy Attwood, Prime Minister.
From an Island was written and produced by Ben Burrell. Co-production came from Jack Frost. Paul Beeson was Will Sussex. Lisa Armitage was Melissa Bradley. Emmy Files was Jade Hampshire. Our newsreader was Emma Jones. Our audiobook narrator was Harry Benjamin. And narration came from Claire Sturgis. Our script editor was Louise Burrell, art direction came from Carl Fraser-Lunn, and original music came from Wintermeyer, with thanks to Jordan Drury. From an Island is a Fueled by Coffee production. For more information, go to fueledbycoffee.net. Next time.
He's in. In for everything, including the drop. He has no idea either. We found our fall guy.
A Fueled by Coffee production.